Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, May 24th, 2014. We are in the third hour of the broadcast, taking your phone calls all this hour, 1-800-313-9443, if you would like to join us. And we may hear from Gregory Lance. We are Change North Carolina. He is heading up the march against Monsanto in this area. So hopefully we will be hearing from him. We're going to go to the phones. We got Renee on the line. Renee, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I have 2 points I want to make. You know, this whole thing with the petrodollar, you know, we've been lied to so much that people can't wrap their head around the fact that, and this is one of the biggest obstacles we face when trying to tell the truth to people, is that the lies are so huge people can't hardly accept them. This petrodollar scam, now we're supposedly the Christian nation, good people, but this petrodollar scam is the equivalent of the same thing the money changers were doing. It's a variation of the same scam. But the whole time we're told the China and Russia were the evil commies, while we were pulling, as a Christian nation, the money changer scam on the entire world. I mean, who could make this up? And another point is, when we're talking about the middle class, we need to make a decision. Distinction, because parts of the middle class are really the enemy of small business and the good parts of the middle class that are shrinking daily. Because if this continues, pretty much the only way you will be able to be in the middle class is if you're willing to be a yes man for the corporate or government oppressors. Otherwise, that's pretty much the only thing that's going to be left, because it's the small businesses and stuff are continually oppressed by the people who work, the yes men who work for the corporate and government, and they just continually just stick it to them and stick it to them. Because these small business, basically, you're living off the crumbs that fall off the king's table, but it's never enough for them. They're like the waiter who, after you've had been served French bread at a fine restaurant with tablecloths, comes by with the crumb scraper to clean the table. They're never happy. If you're living on crumbs, they come with the crumb scraper, and they're going to take that too. And that is what is going on. And so, you know, we have to make a distinction when we talk about the middle class, because there are two segments, and actually part of the middle class who represents the corporate and the government people are the ones who are destroying small business in this nation.
Oh, and you know, Renee, I know from being in small business, I mean, you've got it from so many different, say, the rules, the regulations, the license, the permits, the keeping up with all the paperwork. And then for me personally, and what I was doing, I saw the big box stores just, I couldn't even buy the product. I could buy the product cheaper from the big box stores than what I could from the wholesaler, and here I'm trying to retail it. So, you know, just losing out on this little part, this little piece of the pie gone, this little piece, so you're just crushed. You're just crushed.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because I had a retail store also.
And I know what you're talking about, too. We've got a large part of what we would call the middle class that is actually, they're paid through tax revenue. I mean, you know, there's a whole list, and I'm not knocking them, but there's a whole list. You're talking about teachers, policemen, firemen, all these people. They still have jobs for the most part with benefits, and they're being paid from the rest of the people that are actually out here in the private sector working jobs. But it is so unsustainable. It's just like a boa constrictor, just wrapping and squeezing tighter and tighter. And I know I'm not sure where you're at in North Carolina, but here where I'm at in Moxville, North Carolina, and I frequent Statesville, I see the small businesses, the mom and pops. They have shut down. There are so few of them that has been able to sustain themselves through this by design economic collapse.
Oh, and like I say, I've been watching this my entire life because my parents were small business people too, and this has been going on for a long time, but it gets progressively worse. And let me give people a lesson on how bad small businesses have. I was not in a mall, but I know the deal with the malls, and it's a good example to show how stacked the deck is. One, at market, like I say, I remember going in a Stein Mart and seeing something I paid $8.50 for at market. They were shipped first, and they were selling it for $8.25. So that was when I realized I'm starting to unwind out of this. So the thing is, this is how stacked it is. And I'll use the mall as an example. The anchor tenants, the big stores that you generally have to pass through to get to the interior of the mall, they pay less rent per square foot. Now, they get the first shot of you walking into the mall and the last shot when you're leaving, okay, when it comes to exposure. Plus, two, at market, they're given a much better price. Plus, two, they are given, if you're lucky, as a small person, get 30 days if you have excellent credit, but they give them 90 to 120 days to pay. Then, if they have to mark it down, they get what's called markdown money, whereas if you're a small business person, you just have to take your hit. So they get it for a cheaper price, they're paying less rent, they get markdown money if they have to put it on sale. It's a miracle we still have small businesses in business, you see? The deck is so stacked, and the common person does not understand. Wholesale is not wholesale. I even was friendly with an old Jewish rag dealer from New York that I bought stuff from, who flat out told me, he says, yeah, you subsidize the big boys. And he explained to me, he was one of the people in the business who told me the truth about how the whole system works. Basically, you small business people are carrying the load and subsidizing the big boys. That's how bad it is.
Well, and you know, now today, to open a small business, I would not even know what to try to tell someone would be something that could be successful, because you know, you've already got too many restaurants and that kind of thing. You see them dropping all the time. Hey, I'll give you the last word. We're coming up on a break. Then we've got Dave in Statesville, Werner in New Brunswick, and John in Tennessee. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, no, it's just, you know, what these people don't understand is these parasites are living off of us, but they're strangling and killing the goose that's laying their eggs, okay? And this can't continue as these people who are paid to pretty much keep strangling us when we're the ones that supplied the eggs that they live off of. It's like, you know, but you have these people who are willing to do all these jobs that do evil to good people in exchange for their paycheck. A lot of the evil, you know, we talk about the crime so much in the lower classes or whatever, black-on-black crime, or about them sliders you were talking about. But those people are the amateurs, okay? The professionals are in the upper and middle classes, and they're just more discreet about it, and it's less visible, and it takes you a while to catch on to it. and they're punished. And good luck if they ever do anything to you on trying to get the, quote, law enforcement to do anything about it.
Wait, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Dave in North Carolina. Dave, how you doing today? The break's going to get you, but I'll hold you through it. You doing all right today?
Good, good, Farron. How are you doing?
Doing good. Glad to have you on today. Thanks for holding.
Good. I'm kind of an old-timer when it comes to watching the corporate screw the public over. Way back in the early...
Hold that thought for me, Dave. Hold that thought. We're coming up on that break. We'll be back in moments. We've got David in North Carolina, Werner in Brunswick, John in Tennessee. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
And we're back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. I'm sorry, Dave, the commercial there broke you up. Go ahead with what you were saying.
Okay, I've been watching this consumer corporation thing since the early 60s. Back in the early 60s, there was a guy named Vance Packard that wrote a book called The Waste Makers, about how the corporate manipulates everything. Then, of course, there's the infamous Ralph Nader Unsafe at Any Speed book that exposed the GM in the early days. This recall, this gigantic recall that GM's having right now, this is nothing new. Back in the late 60s, once again, they cheapen every little piece on the car to try to make more profit. Late 60s, they made the motor mounts a little too small in the Chevy cars. And they made the hoses, the vacuum hoses, just as short as possible. And what would happen on some of these cars, the left side motor mount would break, the motor would torque over and simultaneously remove the vacuum hose from the power brake booster and also jam the throttle linkage at the same time. So you had a car completely running away with itself with very little brakes. So this kind of thing is not new to GM. This goes way back. I've got an article in the paper here about how us taxpayers lost $11.2 billion on a GM bailout. They say they paid the loan back. Well, they paid it back in stock, which the stock value deteriorated. And finally, the feds got tired of holding on to the stock. They sold it. And they lost $11.2 billion on the bailout. Got a neighbor bought a new Chevy SUV. I said, I want to go over and look at that thing because I paid for part of it.
And, you know, and I'll get your opinion, but I think any corporation, I don't care if it's GM or who it is, if they have mismanaged their affairs to the point that they're going bankrupt, then they should just go bankrupt. That's not the role of the federal government to go around and decide who is too big to fail. And this switch thing that they've got, you know, where the ignition switch is all messed up and they didn't recall it and it's led to a bunch of deaths. What gets me, and maybe you can say something to this effect. I've got a 1954 Chevrolet. I bet I could probably put the key in the ignition and hang like a bowling ball from it and drive down the road. But it's like you said, that through the years, they have cheapened it and made it sorry, made these products where they are deliberately engineered to fail. And the consumer just takes it and has to deal with all of the losses. I mean, it boggles my mind.
And then they attempted kind of a cheesy cover-up by making the improvement to the switch, coming up with a new switch replacement. But here's the kicker. They did not change the part number. Now, this is absolutely unheard of in any manufacturing process. If you've got a part and you make the slightest change to that part, it changes the part number. With Ford products, if they make a change, it'll be a 12464E. If they make a change, it's 16464F. There's going to be a change in the part number. But they kept it the same to cover up and camouflage what they had screwed up. They only saved about a nickel a switch by making that little retainer smaller. So look at the disaster that came out of this. 5 or 10 cents savings per switch. Another thing, too, it's kind of a... I certainly don't mean to defend GM, but it's kind of a testimonial to the stupidity of the public and how most people really shouldn't even be driving a car. I've had cars stall going down the road. You can't restart them unless you put the transmission in neutral. They don't know that. The car will stall, and they turn the key over to start. The car is still in drive. It's not going to start. You got to put it in neutral first. Apparently, most of them didn't know enough to do that.
I did not know that was what they were doing, but that makes sense now.
They're going down the interstate. The car stalls from the key clicking back. Now, if that happened to me, I wouldn't even blink an eye. I'd put the car in neutral, restart it, put it back in drive, and keep going. 5 minutes later, I wouldn't even remember it.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Well, anything else you'd like to add, Dave? I appreciate the phone call.
Well, I'd like to thank you for the service you're doing. And I know that in many ways, this is a personal sacrifice for you. I know that it's been kind of a personal sacrifice for me trying to convince people of what's going on. And in the end, mostly what I've gotten out of it is they think I'm some kind of an oddball. I don't know if it, most of them just don't know or just don't care, and it's getting sad how pathetic the public's taking everything.
Well, you know, and I'm glad you said that, Dave, because one, you know, people's reaction to you, if you think differently, if you openly say the news is a lie or you don't have faith in the elections or the two parties are basically the same, I'll get your opinion. I guess it's the indoctrination of the television. People really shy away from someone that tries to speak or think outside the norm. And here's the other thing. I know you've been following this broadcast for years. Look at what's happened since 2008 with the economy. Look at what's happened with the NSA admitting they're spying on everyone. Look at the revelations about torture. Look at the revelations about the banking bailouts. The information that we discuss here is all truthful, but yet people have such a negative opinion of it or of me, but for saying it. But the facts, sadly, are the facts are the facts. I wonder about it a lot of times myself, just what you just said.
I think what happens, too, is people get twisted around and they confuse fact with opinion. They think you're giving an opinion, not a fact.
Well, I think you're 100% right on that. And people are, I don't know what motivates them to be this way. I guess, you know, the public education system, it could be a lot of different things. Television, a big influence, but they don't want to be associated with anything that's outside the norm that maybe is considered a conspiracy, which, you know, I do not accept the moniker of a conspiracy theorist because I'm dealing in facts here. I mean, you know, whether you want to talk about 9/11, Bilderberg, Federal Reserve, whatever you want to talk about, we're dealing in facts. But, I mean, just look at the window of insight of the treatment of the veterans and the VA hospitals and the absurdity of that. And or the marches against Monsanto, and we can't even know, Dave, when you go to the grocery store whether you're buying a genetically modified tomato. You don't have that ability. I mean, it's just so tragically sad, but yet I know exactly what you're referring to.
There's apparently a lot of comfort in conformity.
A lot of comfort in conformity. That's exactly right. It makes people sleep better at night not rocking the boat. But, you know, here their children or grandchildren or whatever the case may be is just being utterly sold out by this by the government that is by design wrecking this economy and taking us where they want us to go. We're coming up on a break in about 60 seconds. It's yours. Anything else you'd like to add?
Okay, friend. No, appreciate what you're doing, and keep up the good work.
Hey, thanks. Thank you so much for the phone call. Taking your calls, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to Werner in Brunswick. Thanks for holding, sir. How you doing today?
Oh, so. It always... you know, it makes me feel glad that there's still some people around who don't join the big herd.
Hey, coming up on a break, you hold for me, Werner. We'll get you on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Pudia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Get Farron in the studio. Thanks for holding for me, Werner. How you doing today, and what's on your mind?
Well, as I say, you basically you gave me a little bit more hope again when you come on, and it is very refreshing when there are people who don't mince words, who don't pussyfoot around the issues. And this is a whole problem. Too many people, they want to keep on living in their dream world. And now the chicken are coming home to roost. But people are looking always for leaders, you know. And what have the leaders done to us? Where have they led the people to? And where the majority of the people is looking for solutions. They are the ones who have created the problems. Now more and more of the scientists and all the experts and all the rhetoric we are getting from the leadership, there is no solution there.
Oh, and you know, I'm glad you brought that up, Warner, because it amazes me with the problems that we've got, that we've discussed here today. You can pick any of them. Whether there's no discussion from our leaders about addressing them, solving it, whether it be the national debt, illegal immigration, whether it be really the situation with the VA hospitals, I mean, the joblessness. We could go down a long list. And you're right. We're looking to the very ones that are a lot of people. I'm not, but a lot of people in this country are looking to the very ones that created the problems to fix them. And that is, it's laughable to have to ask the ones that created the problems and caused the problems to then give you the solution, which that's a good point.
And as I say, you know, it's typical. The way Babylon, you know, got destroyed. Compartmentalization. In the end, nobody would understand anybody anymore. They were so specialized idiots, they couldn't put it together anymore. And the people who still had a kind of a sense how things interact, the people with their feet on the ground. And, for example, you know, René, she's a good example, you're a good example, and the people who had to struggle to make a living, you know, they basically have been kicked over the edge. You know, the very same people who could have basically put the brakes on and said, slow down, everybody. You know, which way are we going? And now the chickens come home to roost about food supply and everything. When I grew up over in the old country, you know, I was a young fella, and at first I fell for a lot of those things what the experts were telling us. You know, but gradually over the years, you know, I gained some more experience, and that's when I realized that those experts didn't have the answers. And then when I went after them for answers, all I got was bullshit.
Well, I understand that, Werner. We have to keep the language clean here, though. Keep the language clean.
Sorry, but as I say, sometimes we have to call it what it is.
But you know, what you bring up, it's interesting how, if you talk to people that are concerned about what's going on in this country and the situation we're in, how successfully we are divided. And we've talked about it before. We're divided so many different ways. And then you've got the groups that think we're going to vote our way out. And you got the ones that's trying to get this political party. And then we're divided through the races. And we're even the Patriot movement itself is so divided as to what should be done or how to do it. And at times it gives me such a sense of hopelessness. I'll give you the last word, then we're going to go to John in Tennessee, David in Boston, patiently holding. I appreciate the phone call.
And look, in any kind of a judicial process, if there is enough circumstantial evidence, you know, there comes a conviction. You know, and there is enough circumstantial evidence that those in leadership and too many people that followed them, that they have screwed up things royally, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they've screwed it up royally.
But now I mentioned about the judicial process. Don't hope for the judiciary to provide justice anymore. It's just as cancerous, just as corrupt as every institution within society.
Well, we see it time and time again. If there's a proposition, the people vote. Then it is struck down by a federal judge some months later, and the people say means nothing. Hey, I appreciate the phone call, Werner. We're going to go to John in Tennessee, patiently holding. Then we got David in Boston. John, how you doing today? What's on your mind, sir?
I'm doing good. Werner almost caused me to lose my train of thought. Oh, I'm smiling ear to ear, my friend in Canada. Anyway, you know, Farron, you were talking about Detroit and what's going on at the gasoline station. I left Detroit over 20 years ago. I seen this coming back in 79 and 80. But I recently talked to a friend of mine up there. Not only are there cars being hijacked at the gas station, but a couple things have happened. They no longer deliver gasoline after 5 o'clock in the afternoon, which for years I was 5 in the afternoon to 5 in the morning. They don't do it anymore. There are no gas trucks. You know, and I've got word that the grocery stores in Detroit have left the city. You want groceries in Detroit at a chain or a supermarket, you've got to go to the suburbs. They had armed guards years ago at like A&P and the different stores because the trucks were getting hijacked. Did I lose you?
No, that's amazing the crime that is spewing. Well, if you've ever watched the TV show Hardcore Pawn and seen kind of what's going on in Detroit, it's, and let me ask you this, John. I mean, what we're seeing there is what we're going to see just spreading over the country. Well, it's already happening down in Charlotte. I mean, the crime rate, and even locally, doing local radio here Monday through Friday, the crime rate, and I guess a lot of it due to the economic conditions, it is spiraling out of control. I mean, armed guards at convenience stores can't deliver gas after dark. I mean, it's a testimony of where we find ourselves.
Well, the thing, Farron, when I did it, I was in my early 20s, you know, 1980, 79 and 80s when I started. I did it up there for 15 years. But even then, there were shootings at gas stations in the middle of the night, stores closed. The stuff that was going on would be unbelievable to most people, because my thoughts at that time were, if you weren't in Detroit or Chicago or New York, if you were in, say, for instance, Dixon, Tennessee, or you're in Akron, Ohio, you're in Mayberry compared to those big cities. They were so dependent and are so dependent on the automobile industry or whatever the manufacturing was in the city, that when you take it away, you literally take the people's ability to earn a living away, because that's all they know. You know, that's all they know is automobiles, manufacturing. Take it for what it is. Were they doing a crummy job? They may have. And I'm not making excuses for them, but that's all they knew for two or three generations, were how to make cars. So you've got to the point now where Dave Bing, a former basketball player, is actually talking about raising houses, thousands of acres, huge neighborhoods. Up there, the houses, Baron, are 10 or 12 feet away from each other for miles upon miles. And they're talking about bulldozing neighborhoods. The dirt is good up there. It's black dirt. And they're talking about setting up corporate farms and farming the city of Detroit. Now, isn't a sad state of affairs that the people from the South, whether it was white or black, in the early 40s, late 30s, went to Detroit to make a living. And now here we are coming up to, 80 years later, and you're talking about possibly plowing the city under and setting up farms, and all the people that are from the South that are now in the North, because it's often been said if people in Michigan went home, they'd be in Tennessee or Georgia, and vice versa. Isn't it amazing that coming up on 80 or 90 years later, those very people are back up there and being faced with the idea of having to work on a farm again? This time it's not a guy with a whip and a stick and a gun saying, get to the field. This time it's corporate farms with a new face. They painted the lips of the pig of slavery to the point where all of us, because we're forced to operate in this satanic system called the Federal Reserve, we're being forced to be slaves, and we don't even know it.
Oh, I agree. I agree with that. We got about 30 seconds for the break. They're yours, and we're coming back with John in Tennessee. I mean, David in Boston and Michael in New York. Hey, thanks for the phone call. A lot of truth in what was said. Coming back with David in Boston and Michael in New York. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. I wanted to tell everyone, if you go to my website, thealternativemedia.com, scroll down to the right side and watch the video of America's Debate Champions. If you need a culture shock in America, where we're at today, watch that one and email me and let me know your thoughts. We're going to go to David in Boston. Thanks for holding, sir. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Simon. Hey, Simon, did you ever check out my web blog by any chance and read any of my essays, especially the one that I like, the one, Two Can Play Trash? You let me give out my old web blog address a couple of weeks ago. I know you're a busy man, but
I have not, and I apologize for that. Give that out again, and I'll promise you I'm going to give that a look. What's the address again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can't service it anymore, this web blog, because I lost the password and everything. But anyways, it's still up on the internet and everything, but it's all small case letters, Sam, and it's just Dave from Massachusetts, all one word, small case, Dave from Massachusetts, .wordpress.com.
Okay. All right. Good enough. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, and especially we, you know, Americans, Farron, and especially the Patriot community, they're just cooperating with their own destruction. And if they'll read my essay, Two Can Play Trash, they'll realize how they're just fully cooperating with their own destruction, and they don't even realize it. And but anyways, Farron, I don't think I'll have time to get to my real point. The big picture, maybe I'll have to wait till next week, but Farron, one thing I haven't made clear, you know what, in the past couple of weeks I've touched upon the situation here on Divine Mercy Sunday where Pope Francis canonized Pope John Paul II, and it's all unprecedented and everything, this just rush to sainthood, but the real purpose of this rush to sainthood, Farron, is that the church doesn't feel threatened by any forces outside of the Catholic Church. They don't even feel threatened by the United Nations. They're stonewalling the United Nations. But where the threat is coming to the hierarchy of the Roman Catholic Church is from within the church. And to stifle and to stymie and just to quash any dissent within the church, people that are trying to investigate this pedophile scandal, and people that are making inquiries and everything, that's the purpose of canonizing Pope John Paul II, because it's just going to shut everybody up within the church, because how can you say, hey, what did St. John Paul II know? How much did he know, and when did he know it? If he's a holy saint in heaven now, no Catholic can even question. It can even raise any more questions. It just effectively ends the investigators that were pursuing the trying to get to the pedophile scandal within the Catholic Church, Farron. Do you follow me?
Okay. I've got several on hold. I'll give everybody a few moments. I really know going down the Catholic. I don't really study that, so I'm not well versed. I'll give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, the last word, Farron, is the reason this is important is because those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And let me tell you something. These pesky Protestant Protestant patriots, they're going to be in these concentration camps in America. And trust me, it's going to be business as usual with the Vatican. It's going to be business as usual with the puppet pope. It's going to be business as usual with the puppet politicians in Washington. And it's going to be business as usual with the puppet prostitutes. While we languish in these slave labor camps during this protracted World War III that we're getting into. If I can quickly say, there's a man that I grew up with, John Loftus. And he was a special investigator for the Office of Special Investigations within the Justice Department. And he wrote a book about the Vatican during World War II. It's called The Rat Lines. And another book was written called Blowback. I forget the author. But in other words, Farron, this is fascist America now, just like there was fascist Germany, fascist Spain, and fascist Italy. And the Pope and the Vatican had concordats with all of those fascist powers. And this puppet prostitute press is promoting this Pope Francis, and it's gonna, you know, when we're languishing in the concentration camps here in America, it's gonna be just like a repeat of fascist Europe in the Vatican during World War II.
Thanks, David. For this whole audience, when I say the last word, that means like 30 seconds. That don't mean 5 more minutes. All right, we're gonna go to Michael in New York. Hey, Michael, how you doing? What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was hoping somehow.
Hey, Michael, have I got you in New York?
Hello? Hi, good morning, Farron.
How you doing today?
Good morning, sir. Doing well. Thank you, sir. You know, just want to say that anybody wants to double-check swastika building at U.S. Navy base, just search that and look at the photos, and there it is right there. And so these, the controllers, which are fascist Bolsheviks, there's no difference. They are here and they are definitely, subduing our country into the same, system that the poor Russians and the Germans and the rest of the world has been, subjected to. They're subjecting us to it clearly right now. And, you know, I just want to say that, regarding leadership, and the lack of leadership, and lack of expertise, they call themselves experts, but they technically are leaders, but they're leading us deep into a hole we'll never crawl out of. They are experts, but they're experts in deceit and betrayal. And so they are that. And but unfortunately, the American people just don't catch on to when they give us their cues right before they make the move, and the people are oblivious to it. For example, when Obama became president, he stated, we have to teach our children not to expect as much as we had, two cars, a house. So it's right there, and they're all applauding. Mao Zedong, he also stated that Mao Zedong was a great example for us to follow. And they're all applauding him. And so here we are now, going down a deep hole we'll never crawl out of, and the American people still haven't caught on, generally speaking. I mean, they're all upset, they're not happy, because this is what happens when you're out of work and you're getting hungry. And but they unfortunately allowed it to get to this point. They're electing, they're voting, they're supporting for, they're praising people that go into office that are undermining, betraying, and subjecting us into this fascist Bolshevik system where there is no middle class. You all work for the state, and that's it. No individuality, no freedoms of any kind. The state dictates everything. And that's what's sad about it. And so I just wanted to also say that when it comes to manufacturing products and, you know, like these cars with all the defects, it's usually the engineering side of the fence. They do their job very well. When the product gets into manufacturing, that's when the bean counters start coming up with cutting cost measures. And like the previous caller was saying, you know, they save a nickel on this part or whatever. But for these bean counters that have taken over corporate companies throughout the states, this is their objective. They don't care about end product and the quality of that product. All they care about is maximizing profits. And those type of bean counters, those type of people are a specific tribe. They're money hungry, period. And, you know, in the old days, early 1900s, they were called robber barons. It's a shame nobody uses that terminology towards these people anymore, like the Rockefellers, etc. They were all called robber barons for a specific reason, because they were crooks, and they stole their way into wealth and hijacked everything and monopolized everything. That's where all the antitrust lawsuits came into effect, to supposedly break up all their monopolies. But of course they managed to circumvent around all that and not only maintain them but expand their monopolies even further to this day. But that's what we're dealing with, robber barons, still alive and well.
You know, I like that word, robber baron, and people don't use that anymore, and you're right. The corporations in America, if you look at some of the products that we had in the past, you know, that still work, and now stuff is made so cheaply, you about break it before you can get it out of the packaging. The quality of the stuff that we deal with nowadays, it blows my mind, some of the stuff I see that's manufactured that just breaks. I mean, nothing has the longevity, the quality. We're out of time. Hey, thanks so much for the phone call, Michael. Until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.